You're here to make a difference. It's our job to help you do that. Welcome to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur Podcast, the podcast that helps you to build a thriving coaching company by becoming a thriving, impactful CEO. We do that through the Impact Formula methodology. And what this means is that you're going to be selling out your offers, scaling beyond one-on-one into group programs, and leveraging a team so that you can exponentially increase your income and slash your work week. It's time to experience the true income, impact, and freedom you deserve. Welcome back. Today I have Tabitha Liebert here with us, and she is a conflict management specialist who I had the fortune of working with over the past few weeks in our Message Clarity program. And I wanted to share with you guys her experience, what she does, because she's just brilliant at what she does, and really showcase her and her progress and the work she did, right? Like, that's what I really want you to get from these case studies is like, it's not me. Like, everybody here stepped up to bat and did their job, you know, like as students of our program. So welcome, Tabitha. How are you?
I'm great, Marianne. It's so nice talking with you.
Yeah. So tell everybody a little bit about your business and what you do, and then we'll get into the questions.
Well, I am a conflict management strategist, and what that means is that I help professional women of faith who are overwhelmed by workplace conflict lead thriving teams with confidence. And I do that through coaching, through facilitating meetings or sessions, and also through training. My business is Marshall Duke Consulting, and you can find me anywhere by that name.
Awesome. So tell everybody, like, where were you? What was going on in your life, in your business, like when you began coaching with us?
I was already in business, so to speak, for about a year. And I didn't know who I was talking to. I've heard a lot about niching, and I thought that I had niched by saying that I was working in the leadership space. Mm-hmm. And I found that it was really hard to create any content. And I didn't know why. Mm. And so I started to look at content creation, and I still struggled. I'd have a good day and say something really brilliant. I'd be like, well, how do I follow up with that? What else do I say after that? I said this one brilliant thing. Isn't that going to work for people to know how fantastic I am? No, it didn't. So I realized after a while that I needed to do social media content. And I tried, but I always got stuck at what to say, because I knew who I was talking to, but it was so broad that I was just shooting all over the place with messaging. That's where I was when I came up on the Messaging Clarity course.
Yeah. And you were already working with a coach, right? So what Yes. prompted you to start with us as well?
Because of the messaging. Mm-hmm. Because I'm working with my coach, and my coach is really great at helping me create content and helping me set up processes and so on. But there was something that wasn't connecting in the who. I knew the why, but mm-hmm. the who. And until I did Messaging Clarity, I didn't realize that I had not defined that who.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well enough. I thought I did.
Right. You're like, I got this. I know who.
Leaders. Yeah, leaders. Yeah. I work with leaders.
Which you do, right? It's just, it needed to be a little more specific, right?
Yeah.
All right. So when you join the Message Clarity, we also give you Mindset Mastery. So if you could explain kind of like what it was like when you joined our programs and started getting coached, because I think first you had a Mindset Mastery call first, and then we went into the Message Clarity later. So yeah, what was it like?
Well, you know, when you get something that you didn't think you needed, and then you get, you know, you ask for a toy, And you get two toys and you say, why do I get the second toy? I didn't ask for it. What am I going to do with this toy? Oh, I need this toy to play with the other toy. They go together. That's kind of what happened with Mindset Mastery. It was a bonus that I did not expect, but it's what helped me to drive through to the end. It's what helped me to implement what I was learning in the messaging clarity. It helped me implement it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I'd gotten messaging clarity alone, I would not have been able to implement.
Yeah. And that's why we give it. It's like, it's our secret in the back pocket. Okay. So was there anything like about the service that pleasantly surprised you or delighted you?
The way that you lean into what we're doing, I can tell that you are interested. You are concerned. You check in, mm-hmm. you check on social media to see if everything is going okay. I appreciate it too that you have a coach working with your group to help us move forward and get unstuck where we are stuck. And, you know, I did not expect to have a professional coach working with you. So it's like,
Two professional coaches.
Exactly. It's like a double, you know? So that certainly was a surprise. Another surprise was this. I got a card when I enrolled. And it's just so sweet. Something tactile that I have that I can look at as a reminder. And I keep it right next to me. And that's also really sweet. I don't know if it's something that someone else would count as a huge surprise, but for me, it was very meaningful.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing that I told Corey, our coach, like one of the things that I have always had as a goal for our company is to be very personable, right? Like I want to provide, and I think I told you this in the purchasing process. I'm like, hands down, it's going to be the best service you've ever gotten. Yes. Especially in an online business where most things is like, here's your login, have fun, right?
Yeah.
And this is very personable. And that's what I always wanted for our company. So mm-hmm. thank you for sharing that. All right. So what makes coaching with our company second to none?
It's the connection and the way that... So... I find that you don't only connect directly with each of us, but there is something in this coaching model that connects us with each other. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is that without anyone prompting any of us, we start to follow each other on social media, and then we support each other. And a lot of the time, well, it is a safe space. I have to say that it's a very, very safe space. And it's a space where we can be as vulnerable as we would like to be without feeling judged at all. And not that you're going to coddle us. You're going to call something if you see it. You're going to call it the way it is. But even that is done with kindness. And this is what
still
we
direct.
Want. This is what we want. This is why we come to coaching, you know?
Yeah.
This is why we come to coaching. And so for me, I just think that that is second to none. It ended up being like a community, mm-hmm. another group program. We are in our space and we communicate in our space, but then we also support each other. I like the way that we chat while a session is going on and people just pour support on each other in the chat. I think that's really sweet. And I just like the way that we are all connected and we learn from each other. Sometimes I get on a call and I don't have to say anything because all of the issues that I presented with are being dealt with other people, and I sit and I listen. And I get my own questions answered there.
Yeah. And I think sometimes it's even easier to see it when somebody else is going through it. It's not as hurtful when it's somebody else. Yes.
Yeah, because if you had told me, well, Tabitha, you're doing this thing, I might be like, no. But when I hear someone describing it and describing the way they feel and the way it's affecting them, and I know that that's just the way it's affecting me too, then it's easier for me to draw that parallel and to go, are you doing this too?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. There's great value to that.
Yeah. Yeah. What results did you gain like while working with us?
I was able to connect more to my ideal client avatar. So I have her, I know who she is, and I have her defined, well-defined, but I didn't know how to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I now have a voice, and I have two voices. And listeners, I'm not a split personality, but this is something that you learn in the program. So I don't want anyone to think that Marianne is invoking different personalities. She's not. But I learned where I'm comfortable speaking and in what voice. And so I find that I sometimes alternate. Mm-hmm. But I now am comfortable because when I say, this is who I'm talking to, and this is the voice that I'm going to use, then it's easy to say what I need to say to that person. And that is very, very helpful. I am now able to connect with clients because I know who they are. I've defined them and I've niched them so I can recognize them.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so much more clear and specific, right? I think before, I think one of the first calls we had, I'm like, I'm not sure. I like, yes, I have conflict in my life. Of course I do. Right? But like, I'm not sure if I'm coming to you with the conflict of my children or my clients or my team or my husband. And that one, you know, like, so, and that was really, I mean, it's like you said, right? Like, you think you're niched, but then it's like, there's still so much gray area for the consumer. And I think now like you're really speaking to that person. And I think your confidence in that, like even today, you're like, this person came and they were not ideal. And I was just like, oh, it's okay. On to the next one. Right. Like, I don't feel like that confidence was there as much in the beginning.
No.
As now. Yeah. No.
It wasn't, because in the beginning I was trying to talk to everyone.
Right.
I was trying to talk to everyone and then really not talking to anyone because no one could hear themselves in what I was saying. And now people are self-selecting. There was a guy who said, is this for women only? And I was able to say, no, I work with men. You are welcome to join the group. And if you want to join the program, you're welcome to join it too. So if someone is interested, they will ask.
Yeah.
And I'm comfortable with that. There are some men who reach out and say that they notice that they have not been selected by my niche. And sometimes in talking to them, I realize there's a reason that...
There's a reason you are excluded from the niche.
There's a reason you're excluded from the niche. So, you know, and they're welcome to work with other coaches. I'm very happy for them too. But I really am comfortable where I am now with my niche.
Yeah. Beautiful. And how have you felt, besides confident, right, in having this clarity and doing this too? Because you also were able to then go on and do a challenge recently, right? So how have you felt like going through and really utilizing all the tools that you've gained?
I want to say confident. It sounds cliche, but I was confident that I was doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was confident in what I said in my nurture email sequence because I knew who I was talking to. And even in the examples that I gave when I was doing the live teaching, I now know where to pull material and examples from.
Mm-hmm.
And that is no longer from the broad leadership space.
Right.
And so that for me helps me be efficient. It empowers me to go forward and really to start talking to people directly so that they hear themselves.
Yeah.
And the group that's coming forward to and showing interest, when I think about the people, they're exactly who I envisioned working with.
Oh, that's initially. Beautiful. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's like alignment there where before, what were you getting before?
Some mismatched people and some crickets.
Mm, yeah.
Just crickets.
Right. Like sometimes. When you got people, they were like,
there was a call. I had a discovery call, and after speaking with that person, and I spoke with that person maybe 2 weeks before I started this course, and after I niched out and I was preparing for my challenge, I consciously decided not to reach out to that person because there is nothing that that person does that can be a part of the transformative process that I am taking my people in the group program through. And I thought, no, this person will have to work with someone else. But that's not, I'm not their coach.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And I think that's true integrity, right? Like, I think being able to turn down a client is such a powerful thing in our business. And it's the best thing for both of you, right? Like for you and for her or him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would help that person find another coach that is more in line with their needs. But I am at peace knowing I'm not that coach.
Yeah. Beautiful. And what have these changes meant for you and your family?
A lot less anxiety because I can now get out and start earning.
Beautiful.
That's exactly what it means. I can get out and start earning, and I can contribute and grow my company now that I know exactly which space it's living in.
Yeah. And why was it important for you to attain this?
Because at the bottom of everything, financial security is important. I needed to know. So conflict management is a segue from law. And I had a very comfortable career in law. And it was important to me to be able to help people, support people in the conflict management needs, in the needs that they have, and also be able to contribute to my family. Yeah. It's very important. Financial security is important, especially in these times, you know, with COVID turning everything upside down. It is important for me to be able to move ahead with a career. And having a message, having clarity on my message, understanding where I need to speak and where I need to hold back, knowing my business, knowing my niche, is all a part of that. It's all a part of that. I could spend another year trying to figure out who I'm talking to, what I'm saying. And now I know that it's like a journey and you have to complete one part of the journey or the majority of that part of journey before you take a step to the next leg of the journey.
Yeah. Awesome. So is there anything else that you think, listeners should know about working with us or about anything at all about your experience as they're making their decisions?
I think the listeners should don't talk yourself or reason yourself out of doing this if you know that you need it. Because that's what I was doing. I was introduced to you by someone else who is now working with you. And I started to follow you. And I listened and I thought, well, yeah, I need this thing. And so you did a challenge. I took part in the challenge. And then I said, yeah, I need this thing. But guess what I did? I sent your live video with the introducing the messaging clarity course to someone else who also needed it because we were talking about it. 2 days later, that person had already joined. And I was still debating to myself whether or not I needed it. And I would have done myself a disservice had I not done this, because this is everything that I needed to learn in terms of the different stages to take a customer through. I it's funnels turned upside down and opened wide. That's all I'll say. Marianne, you took the funnel, you turned it upside down, you opened it wide, and you said, here, this is what it really is. And now I don't even call it a funnel anymore. And because it's much more than that.
It's so much more than that, right? And that's, I mean, it's funny because one time I did have like a total brain download and I was like, oh, what I do is kind of like funnels, but then I'm like, but I hate that word. Like it sounds so like fish going somewhere, you know what I mean? And I'm like, that's not my values at all.
And then think about success. To get through a funnel, you're squeezed into a really small space. I don't want to do that to clients. I don't want to squeeze them into working with me, you know?
Right. And this is like a very loving way to get the same results, right? Like, and meeting them where they are. And like, I feel like it's like, we call it customer success journey, but it's like we're holding their hand and being like, come on, right? Like that's the goal, right?
Yes. So this course also helped me to figure out how to talk to the customer at the different stages of the journey. That was very valuable to me. So apart from niching, which I was like, mind blown, I actually have a niche, really excited. just the journey and understanding that I'm not necessarily trying to say the same thing to the people in the different parts of my journey. That was extremely important. And for someone considering the course, I really think that there is great value in not only niching and understanding your niche, but understanding that journey and how you communicate with your ideal customers or clients at each stage of the journey.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's alignment. It's full psychology and neuroscience, right? It's not, we make it so that you understand it, right?
Yeah.
But I think the key is like, it's not just something that is normally taught because it is so based in the brain science stuff that I think, you know, it's just very surface in other programs where I've taken a lot of programs and it wasn't that detailed. So Yeah.
I've never seen it that detailed. And so I have those notes and I work with them and I have my notes and I work with them. I've done cut and paste and put things together. And what I was able to do is take the framework of the notes that you gave us and then plug my information in. All the research that you had us do, because this course was extremely research-based. All the research that you had us do, I was able to pull all of that data and put it into the stages. So now when I'm doing my emails and doing my content, I literally have something to work with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's all like based on your research, your business, right? With our models. And I do like to think of things in models because it helps you to just use it. Right? Like that's the point. It's like to get it done.
Yes. And this is something I use every day, every week. I've got a little thingy right next to my desk and that's where it is. And so I pull it up every time I'm going to do something. I just have them together with a really big paperclip and it's like a working manual. Mm-hmm. And so that for me is very helpful that coming out of the course, I have all of this to work with and it is already tailored to my business.
Yeah.
Because you help us implement as we go along, which is excellent.
Yeah. And you brought on an intern as well, right? So that was another, I think, so I want to talk about this for a second because this was not covered in the program. However, this is the power of the mastermind because you're around all these other people who have teams because that's what we teach in the next level program. And you were like, oh, I'm going to do that too, right? So you want to share about that?
Yes. So I am listening. So one wonderful thing that Marianne does, she merges you with her mastermind clients because we learn from each other. And so a lot of what they're doing in conversation, when they talk about it, we also get to learn from them, and we are free to go away and try those things if we want. And so one of the things is, you know, a team. And for those people who are self-sufficient, I'm not knocking this. But for me, I am just not one of those people who's, you know, good at a little bit of everything. And so what I found is that I was getting stuck in the areas where I was not very good. And when I got stuck, it felt like frustration. And then it started to feel like, oh, I'm never going to get this done. And listening to everyone else, I realized, oh, you just need to hire someone who can do that really well and then figure out how to work with them. And so I had started preparing a list, and I went back to that list and I looked at it, and I was able to get an intern who is really, really good at the things that bring me no joy. Yeah. I'm just one of those people who I just don't get excited by Canva. She does. I just don't. She does. And so it's a wonderful thing. She gets really excited by Canva. And if we're going to do a post, she does three or four and says, which one do you like? It takes me an hour to do one. So, hey, you know, it's a win-win situation. And so that helped me to become more efficient. And that helped me to be able to serve the people who I intend to serve and work in my areas where I'm gifted. So that was really, really nice.
Yeah. And again, like that, we want you guys with next level people, right? Because that's what's going to get you to up level, and everybody's up leveling together. So yes. Love it. Thank you so much for sharing your experience and for sharing your brilliance. Where can people connect with you and get support with you on conflict management for their team?
You can find me on Facebook, Marshall Duke Consulting. You can also find me on Instagram, and you can go to my website at marshallduke.com, where you get a free ebook with 31 conflict resolution strategies for you, one for each day of the month.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us.
Thank you, Marianne. It was my pleasure.
Let's face it, with the pandemic on our hands and the kids being home more often than not, we all are pretty tight for time. Well, there's nothing that wastes time more than doing all one-on-one client work and having to answer to every beck and call to all your private clients. Now, don't get me wrong, I love my one-on-one clients, but at the same time, wouldn't it be more effective and more efficient if you could serve 10 clients at once rather than all in a private one-on-one call? You could slash your work week by 10 hours a week, if not more, especially if you offer additional email or text message support to your clients. So our best way that you can stop trading dollars for hours and start scaling your business to a more sustainable level, your first step is to fill a group program. And we're going to be doing a live class to teach you how to fill your group program. We have taught this class over and over the last few years, and past participants have gotten as many as 62 people ready to sign up for their group program just by going through this free 5-day coaching experience. So we'd love to have you inside the Fill Your Group Program 5-day coaching experience. Go to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/fillyourgroupprogram. To join us. And that's all together. Fill Your Group Program. I can't wait to see you there. Have an awesome day.